Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time.
Back three after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Go there and use it to your advantage. We update it every day. New stuff there every day. And you can read, listen, ask questions. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question on the homepage. We got a lot of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got something you can do there. Anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. Having a great visit with our good friend Leah, Dr. Leah Hollis. Leah is the author of Unequal Opportunity, and it's all about making sure that your folks are taken care of in the marketplace, that they feel comfortable, they feel safe, they feel nurtured, and when they feel that way, folks, when they trust you, they'll be engaged. When they're engaged, they'll perform, and when they perform, your business executes, and that's where the profits come from, right, Leah?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Leah, welcome back. Thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about bullying right now, though, folks. In the previous segment, Leah established the idea of what bullying is. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about this segment, Leah, is if you're a manager, if you're an owner, one of the most annoying things is when, in the first instance, is when an employee comes to you and says, she's being mean to me. He's being mean to me. You know, it's like when your little kids come to you, you know, yeah, like that. You have to sort it out. That's a very annoying scenario. I mean, I'm not saying that you don't take it seriously. It's just you'd rather not have to deal with it. But isn't there a line that we have to make sure we define between tough love, requiring expectations, and crossing the line into bullying? Help us navigate those waters, Leah.
I believe that organizations need to set very clear objectives, measurable and objective benchmarks to meet. Whether it's you will get so many sales in, or you will get X, Y, and Z in, or you will complete a project in a certain amount of time. And you clearly give folks those goals. And as a supervisor or manager, ask the staff, what obstacles are in your way, and I can help you remove those obstacles so you can do your job. That's very different than coming in and ripping somebody publicly,
right,
and making them feel bad. I'm not suggesting that because we're trying to avoid bullying, that also means we cannot engage in progressive discipline, coaching, or other supervisory corrective measures for staff. We all need to be coached and supported. The bully, however, does it in a way to rip apart somebody's self-esteem,
right,
whether it's publicly or privately.
If you're an employee and you think you might be being bullied, ask yourself, is this person being tough on me and trying to help me become more professional, maybe not be such a big baby, whatever? Or is this person, do I get the feeling that this person is really trying to hurt me? Isn't that a good way to think about it, Leah?
And I understand that, and I also understand in our society, I mean, we all grew up in a lot of ways with bullying, whether it's if you look at the Karate Kid or you look at Cinderella, I mean, all those characters, even in childhood stories, were bullied. Today, we do have less of a tolerance for that type of aggression in the workplace, and I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing, it just is. So somebody who's on the receiving end needs to reflect, was it about the work or was it about me? And it's the same thing I tell my doctoral students. I am giving you feedback on your work. It has nothing to do with you personally. And I also believe managers and supervisors need to just take a moment quickly and circle back around and say, and categorize it. I am doing this because I'm concerned with the work. It is not about I'm trying to embarrass you or make you feel bad. So even that one or two sentences from the manager can clarify.
That lets them know that this is not personal. And see, one of the things I worry about a little bit about, Leah, is that since we do have less of a tolerance for bullying, and I think that's the right thing, and since there is maybe a higher incidence of reporting of bullying, I worry that some people might say, you know, I'm not going to invest myself in this person, because if I, for the way I would do that, they might think I was bullying. And that's one thing I worry a little bit about, Leah. Is that a valid concern?
That's a human response. If you, a supervisor, feel that if I engage with such and such a person or vendor or service provider and they're not going to take my intentions well, you don't engage. That is, it's normal.
Right.
And so to that end, I would say the person on the receiving end should try to figure out, how do you approach your supervisor and ask them what's going on? And I've done that. Did you intend X, Y, and Z? Did you realize how that came across? I mean, communication does need to go both ways. And
right.
Quite a bit of the webinar that I just gave was, protecting an organization against bullying is everyone's responsibility. Either talk right. to your supervisor makes a note, or if you see a colleague, you have a responsibility to be what's called an intervener, either for yourself or others upline
right.
or downline. So everybody has a responsibility to protect the organization from that behavior.
Make sure your team is trained, especially your managers are trained
Absolutely.
In these things that Leah's talking about. You can find out more about it in her book, Unequal Opportunity, Leah Hollis. Leah, tell us how they can find the book. Give us your website, please.
The book is on Amazon.com, and I'm at DiversityTrainingConsultants.com.
DiversityTrainingConsultants.com. Folks, check it out. Dr. Leah Hollis. Leah, will you come back another day?
Absolutely. I enjoy visiting with you.
Always a pleasure. Come back soon. Leah Hollis, folks, she'll be back. I will be, too. After these messages, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.